Today, Skull Column Kill gets the green light to go to tender. I committed to this 2 weeks ago when I was in Glenswally. Glenswally has been given the green light, and they have, the contractors have up until the 18th of October now to get their tenders in. So Skull Column Kill is going to be in a similar position now. They're going to get the green light to go to tender, and this is an important juncture for the school and for the school community. And in particular, I want to acknowledge the role and the leadership role played by Parry Cannon and his team, his Board of Management and Parents Association, for driving this project for so many years. And I'm delighted now that we'll be moving now to the next and final and most important stage.
And a very popular school in and around Letterkenny, and one that has had to use quite a lot of prefabs on the site. I understand that they're going to be removed to make way for other plans as well.
Yeah, there will be replacement prefabs, a brand new classrooms, GP room, and also looking at outdoor facilities as well. So there will be a dramatic change here, and you're correct in saying that this is a school preparing for future development and future growth in Letterkenny, and with Letterkenny having its designated city status, this is all part of our focus in ensuring that the proper facilities, proper services are going into Letterkenny as it expands in the future.